Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faithfulness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And so he went and digged in the earth, and he hid his. And verse 24, he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you were a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not strawed, and I was afraid. Fear will ruin you. Fear will keep you from stepping out. Fear will keep you from being faithful. Everybody say that out loud. Fear will keep you from being faithful. So many have not been faithful because of fear. And it is not an excuse. He went on to say, I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the earth. And lo, here you have what is yours. Here it is. I didn't lose it. Here it is. The Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and slothful, lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I sowed not, and I gather where I have not strawed. You ought therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming should have received my own with usury. You could have at least done that. Take therefore the talent from him and give it to him which has 10 talents. For unto every one that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that has not shall be taken away even that he has. And cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Everybody wants to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. But is everybody faithful? Is everybody going to hear that? The same. We have example of 3 different individuals. 2 of them heard it. 1 of them didn't hear it. Are you going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant, if you have not been faithful? You see, people don't like to think about this, but we need to not play church. Right? We need to understand how short this thing is and what's going on. How many understand in just a few days, just a few blinks of an eye, just a few heartbeats, you're going to be standing in front of the judgment seat of Christ? Not you and mama, not you and daddy, not you and your spouse or your kid, just you by yourself, and you go and give an account of what you've done with your life. Now, most people think about that and they just get terrified. But you shouldn't have to be terrified if you're doing everything you know how to do with what the Lord's given you. You got no reason to fear. In fact, you'd look forward to it. Right? Because you know what you're going to hear. But the reason why people get quiet when you start talking about these things is because we got a lot of folks that are not faithful. And we live in a world where no-fault religion is popular. We got millions of folks that go to church, and what they want to hear and what the preachers preach to them is that no matter what happens, it's not your fault. No matter what doesn't happen, it's not your fault. No matter what happens for you or doesn't happen for you, it's not my fault either. Well, whose fault is it? God's ways are mysterious. Well, that's just another way of saying it's his fault. How many understand when Adam and Eve missed it? What immediately start happening? Right? Adam, have you taken the fruit I commanded you not to eat. He said, this woman that you see anywhere except here, as long as it's this way, not that way. Friend, this is a whole nother message, and it is such an important message. One of the biggest indicators that somebody is actually beginning to develop and grow up spiritually is that they are beginning to take responsibility for what's happening in their life. They're beginning to take responsibility for their own actions instead of blaming everybody and making excuses and everything. How many say we live in a world of excuses? Everything is somebody else's fault. Well, it's the Democrats' fault. It's the Republicans' fault. It was Mom and them's fault. It's the economy's fault. It's the government's fault. It's this fault. It's denomination's fault. We don't know. It's God's fault. You got to come right back here. Right back here. Why is my life the way it is? It's because of what I have done. And what I haven't done. What I have believed. What I have not believed. A faithful man will abound in blessings. It is written. Has to be true. Go with me to Proverbs if you're there. Everybody wants to hear, well done. Is everybody going to hear well done?
No.
Apparently not. This guy didn't hear well done. What did he hear? You wicked, lazy servant. You knew what I expected. You knew. And you didn't even try. Well, I've already made up my mind. That's not what I'm going to hear. I only had 4 people agree with them. Come on now. You do not want to lose me on this. How about you? Huh? Me? Well, why are you saying all this, Brother Keith? Well, first of all, I'm just reading out of the Bible. But we need to break out of this religious tradition and this idea of spiritual socialism. There is a form of spiritual socialism, spiritual communism that people believe. They believe when they get to heaven, everybody's going to have a white block mansion with pillars on the front. And they look the same. They all look the same. Your mansion will be just like mine. Mine will be just like yours. We all got a little white mansion on the... So Mrs. No. No. The Bible said in the resurrection, we are going to differ in glory like the stars do. Some stars, you can barely see them. Others are in your face. How many understand from this parable right here that Jesus taught? Not a parable, I shouldn't say that. Part of it is revelation prophecy of the future. Some are going to rule over 2 cities. Some are going to rule over 1. Some are going to rule over 5. Some are going to be responsible for more than others. And it's going to be based on what we did down here. How faithful we were. In Proverbs, did you find it? Proverbs chapter 20. The scripture says, 20 verse 6, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find? Let me read this to you from other translations. Most men, the New Living, I must read this one first. New Living. Many will say they are loyal friends. But who can find one who is truly reliable? The NCV. Many claim to be loyal, but it's hard to find a trustworthy person. The English Version. Everyone talks about how loyal and faithful he is, but just try to find someone who really is. Everybody likes to think, I'm faithful. You can count on me. I'm trustworthy. I'm faithful. But what's the reality? The reality is that faithful people are not everywhere. Well, I didn't know he was going to have this much fun with this. But this is it. This is it. I'm going to stay with it. You know how we do. Is everybody faithful?
No.
In fact, and you'll see as we go further, you see this thought repeated again and again and again. Apparently, really faithful people are rare. Rare. They're not everywhere. Everybody's not reliable. Everybody's not trustworthy. Not everyone is faithful. You can't control them. What you can do is make up your mind.
Amen.
Come on now, you can make up your mind that with God's help, you are going to be one of the faithful ones. You are going to be one of the ones that'll hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Well done. Come on, close your eyes and see yourself standing there. See yourself standing before the Lord Most High. He called your name. Tom, Keith, Susie, Betty, Bobby. Well done. He's talking about your whole life on the earth. Well done. Well done. Good and faithful servant. You were faithful to me in your life over a few things that I gave you. Now, be ruler over much.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, God is Faithful, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R611B. That's R611B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.